Amen. Well, the saints in Chuncheon asked for this conference, and together, of course, with all the churches there in Korea. And they suggested that we talk about the matter of keeping the feasts, the seven feasts of the Lord. Actually, if the Lord would open your eyes, you can see that in the scriptures, the feasts of the Lord, they're very important, right? For example, you have the feast of the Passover. And then you have the feast of the unleavened bread. And then you have the feast of the first fruits and the feast of the Pentecost, the feast of weeks.
그리고 칠칠절이라고도 하는 오순절.
Just the first four feasts. It's commanded by God that his people should keep this feast. Every year they must come to Jerusalem to keep these four feasts. Anyone who will not come will be cut off. So it's very serious, and it is very much in the heart of God for his people to keep these feasts. And you should not think that this is only in the Old Testament.
그냥 이것이 구약의 이야기라고 생각해서는 안 됩니다.
No, the reality is fulfilled by our Lord Jesus Christ when he came and established the new covenant. Don't think we don't need to keep the feast. For example, if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, it did say that Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. So let us keep the feast and to put away all the leaven. Right. Let's go and read it in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7.
Yeah. I'll read.
Please read it for us in Korean.
너희는 누룩 없는 자인데 새 덩어리가 되기 위하여 묵은 누룩을 내어 버리라. 우리의 유월절 양 곧 그리스도께서 희생이 되셨느니라.
Right. Christ is our real Passover lamb. He has been sacrificed for us. And even in the New Testament saints in the early days, they are keeping the feast of the Passover. And that's why Paul says, let us keep the feast. It's really wonderful to keep this wonderful feast of Passover. The scripture says it's a perpetual feast. Perpetual means always, everlasting.
영원하다.
You need to keep this feast all the time until the Lord comes, even right to eternity. The Lamb is still there. In Revelation chapter 22, the throne is the throne of God and of the Lamb. Yeah. We will never forget this wonderful Lamb of God. Right. And the bread that came down from heaven, the unleavened bread, is a wonderful feast. Every one of us who learns to practice eating this bread from heaven will appreciate this feast. And this bread is wonderful. It's called the unleavened bread.
It's 이 떡은
pure. It's pure, holy, without any leaven, without sin, perfect, righteous. It's a really wonderful, nourishing bread for us to eat every day. And as we eat this bread, you will purge out all the leaven that is still within you. Yeah. So some translation, for example, the Chinese translation says, it is the feast of purging out the leaven. How do you say that in Korean?
The bread without leaven.
Okay. Bread without leaven. Right. We don't want to eat any leaven. Yeah, we are full of leaven. Later on, we'll talk about it. It's really wonderful. And then we have the feast of the first fruits. Christ is not only crucified and died and buried, but he rose again as the first fruits in resurrection. And it is a feast for us to enjoy. That's why it's called a feast. Can you imagine if you prepare a feast and nobody comes to eat and enjoy the feast? It's not good. You remember in Matthew, I think it's chapter 20 or 22, right? 22, God prepared a feast and invited all of his people to come, but they don't want to come. They didn't want to come. God was really angry. Can you imagine this wonderful feast prepared by God for us to enjoy? And we said, no, I don't care. We don't need that. How would you think, Jenny, if you prepared a wonderful feast with all the rich Korean food and nobody comes to eat? You invite so many people to come and nobody came. How would you feel, Jenny?
Very disappointed and annoyed.
That's right. Not just disappointed, but annoyed and even angry. Next time, I'm not going to invite you anymore, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
그렇죠.
It's called feast. This is a wonderful feast for us to enjoy. What about the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ? The Feast of Weeks, 50 days after he rose again from the dead. Wow. He ascended to the throne. Let me ask 오순절. You one question. Are you enjoying his ascension day by day? Is it a feast for you? What is it for you, his ascension? I will ask Brother Sang-yong. Is he just ascended and he ascended and I'm here on this earth. It has nothing to do with me, right? It is a feast for you to enjoy. I'm afraid you don't know how to enjoy it. Right. So all these feasts are really wonderful. Not just accomplished by Christ, but it is accomplished by Christ for us to experience and enjoy and eat it and take it into us day by day in our daily living. So the feasts of the Lord are very important. Now we will talk about that. We still have about 6 meetings to go, right? We have 6 meetings more. But first of all, one very important point concerning keeping the feasts is, where do you go to keep the feasts? Well, you know, the feasts is not just for 2-3 people to enjoy, right? It's not a feast, right? But hey, a wedding feast, for example, maybe you'll invite 100 people, right, for a wedding. Yeah. I'm going to ask Brother Lee, your daughter got married, so how many people did you invite? 2 people?
Yeah. No.
How many people?
200.
Wow. 200 people. Well, is your home big enough for 200 people to come and enjoy the feast?
예식장에서 있기 때문에 충분합니다.
Not at home.
You need a big place, right?
Yeah, right. 네.
You need a big place. And now God is going to have a feast for all of us. Where do you think he is going to keep that feast for us? Yeah. Where? Let me tell you the place that God has appointed. That place is called Zion. Yeah. Let us read the Bible here in Isaiah chapter 33, verse 20. Yeah. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 20. Would you please read it for us?
이사야 33장 20절. 우리의 절기 지키는 시온성을 보라. 내 눈에 안정한 처소된 예루살렘이 보이리니 그것은 옮겨지지 아니할 장막이라. 그 말뚝이 영영히 뽑히지 아니할 것이요. 그 줄이 하나도 끊치지 아니할 것이며.
Zion is the city of our feast, where we keep the feasts, right? Is that what it says in your translation? Yeah.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Zion is the city of our feast. We better learn this. What is Zion? Zion is the city of the great king. God has appointed all these feasts to be kept 3 times a year. Everyone has to come to Zion to keep the feast. It's a festal gathering. Festal gathering. First of all, is the place where you meet today, is it the city of the great king? The kingdom of God. The Lord has chosen Zion. Church. The name church is not a name. Church is just a gathering of God's people. It's not a name. But Zion is a name.
그런...
Jerusalem is a name. The church is just a gathering, like a synagogue. The word synagogue is just the gathering. The church is also a gathering of the saved ones, God's people gathering together. But as what? But Zion is a wonderful name. It's the city of the great king. It's a kingdom chosen by God for his kingdom. The city of the great king. Because God is building his kingdom on this earth today. Like Korea, South Korea is a name. Not just a place, but you are a citizen of South Korea. It's a kingdom. It is a nation. Jerusalem is a name. It is a city of peace. And in the New Testament, it is the heavenly Jerusalem. It's a wonderful name. It is not a city of quarreling. It's supposed to be a city of peace. Right. So we need to see that today, the church is not just a meeting on Sunday. There are so many different churches, right? But God wants to have a kingdom, holy nation. Korea is not just a place, it's a kingdom, it's a nation. And can you imagine that today, with us, God is building his kingdom? I think not too many people, not too many Christians have this realization in the heart. Let us go. I have mentioned this before, but let us go to Hebrews chapter 22 and chapter 12, verse 22. Let us go there to remind all of us again, because we easily forget, right? Yes. Let me read to you in English. But you have come to Mount Zion, right? Into the city of the living God. It is the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. It's really wonderful. Have you come to this place? To an innumerable company of angels. In verse 23, it says, to the festal gathering, a festal gathering. I think many of the translated as the general assembly, right? I don't know, how's the translation in Korean?
Right, general assembly in
Korean. General assembly, what does it mean, a general assembly? No, in Greek, it means there, a festal or solemn festal gathering. But hardly anyone translated that as a festal gathering. So, because they're not keeping the feast. They don't know how to keep the feasts. So when they come together, it's just a general assembly, a gathering.
그래서.
So let me ask you a question. In Chuncheon, when you come together on the Lord's Day, where are you going on the Lord's Day? If somebody asks you, oh, where are you going? They will ask you, oh, where do you go to church, right? So they will ask you, Jimmy, where are you going to church? I will ask Sai Greg. Somebody would ask you, where are you going on Sunday? Oh, I'm going to church. Right? Have you ever told people, oh, I'm going to a festal gathering? Right? Sulan is laughing, right? You never told people, I'm going this morning to a festal gathering. How about you, Sharon? I see Sharon there, my daughter. Do you tell people on the Lord's Day, people ask you, where do you go? Oh, I'm going to a festal gathering. I don't think even Sharon will tell people that, right? Because we don't have that concept. We don't have that sense in our spirit and in our heart that we are going there to feast on this wonderful feast prepared by God for us. At most, you can tell people, I'm going to the Lord's table, right? But does it look like a feast? Just a little table there with a little piece of bread and then a small cup of wine. Is that a feast? Is that a feast? Tell me the truth. Does it look like a feast to you? I don't think so, right? Yeah, I see Sister Ho there. Oh, Sister Ho. 主日的聚会, in the Lord's Day meeting, you have the sense, oh, I'm going to a festal gathering, the feast. I'm going there to keep the feast of the Lord. How about Kiat? What do you think? I see Kiat there in the Zoom, right? I don't think many of us have this concept. Oh, we are going to a festal gathering.
If somebody invites
you to a wedding feast, John Yao, right? And I ask you, oh, John, where are you going tonight? You would say, oh, I am just going to, what?
I'm going to see two people get married.
예를 들어서 여러분 결혼식에
I'm going to a wedding feast. Right?
Of course. Right.
Right, I'm going to a feast because there's going to be a big wonderful feast and everybody's enjoying there, anticipating. Right. But nobody think of going to the Lord's table as going to a feast. I don't know what your concept was going to the Lord's table, but oh, you just remember the Lord died for me, right? Yeah. You don't even enjoy that he died. His death for you is a wonderful feast of the Passover. What does the word Passover meant? What does it mean for you? Yeah. Perhaps you never even thought about the word Passover in the Lord's Day. But there's so much involved in the Feast of the Passover. So much. But my point right now is, where is this feast? It is in the kingdom, in Zion, in the heavenly Jerusalem. It's a wonderful place. We are feasting with the king. Yeah, we have come to Mount Zion. City of the living God, heavenly Jerusalem. You may not realize that here in Zion, there's so many angels watching, just looking at our feast, festal gathering. You know, if you look into some commentaries, right, or many commentaries, the majority of the commentaries says, oh, this is just a gathering of the angels. A gathering of the angels? Have you ever seen any angels here in Zion? No, the angels are there just looking at our feast. Remember in Hebrews chapter 1, the angels are our ministering spirits to serve us. They are not even qualified to preach the gospel. And in chapter 2 in the book of Hebrews, it says the Lord did not put on the angels, but he put on the seed of Abraham. He came to die for us, not for the angels. Absolutely nonsense to say that, oh, in Zion, the feast is for the angels. Absolutely forget about it. No, this wonderful feast prepared by God is not for the angels, but it's for us. You can ask the angels, are you celebrating the feast of the Passover? The angels will tell you, no, it's for you, not for me.
사람들.
You go to a wedding feast, all the waiters, they cannot partake of the feast, but they are serving all the guests, right? Why am I telling you this? Because even many of the Christians, unfortunately, they have never been told that what Christ has gone through from incarnation all the way to his ascension and coming again is our feasts for us to enjoy. And so Zion is not just a kingdom of priests or a holy nation, but it is for us tonight, it is even the place for us to keep the feasts. This is why, you know, everybody knows Psalm 23, right? Don't you know Psalm 23, Jenny?
Right.
it's a favorite psalm of all the Christians.
그렇죠.
The Lord is my 시편. Shepherd, and he led us to his house. And it says there in Psalm 23, and he prepared a wonderful table for us, even in the presence of our enemies. They have to watch
우리의...
us feasting in the house of God. And it says, our cup runneth over. And there in this wonderful feast, we are even anointed with oil. It's just like the feast prepared by Solomon and inviting all of the guests to come. It's a great feast. Yeah. This is why I sometimes told the saints, why do you make such a small bread? Make a big one. And when the bread is passed to you and you just take a little piece, you don't even taste anything. Why are you making such a small piece of bread? Can you imagine you go to breakfast, right, at your home, and then you make only such a small piece of bread? I think your children will say, what happened? Is it because of inflation? Things are getting so expensive, you make such a small piece of bread? You ask the church in Fountain Valley, oh, when the bread comes to me, I take three pieces, or one, two, three, big piece. I choose the biggest piece because I want to eat Christ. So we all need to realize we are keeping the feasts of the Lord. The Lord is this wonderful rich bread that came down from heaven. Oh, in Zion, this is the place of our feasting. This is the place where we learn to enjoy the riches of Christ. Remember, Paul in Ephesians chapter 3 talks about the unsearchable riches of Christ. I remember when we went to Korea to have the feast. Every time when the mealtime comes, even when we went to the restaurant, my goodness, the table is just full of riches, the Korean food. When God prepares this wonderful feast in Zion, you have to realize the Christ that we are enjoying is a very rich Christ. You just remember he died on the cross. Before he died on the cross, he became a man, a perfect, wonderful man. Really, and he did so many wonderful things. His humanity is perfect. Yeah. He's the Lamb of God. He's the bread that came down from heaven. He's the light of the world. Yeah. He's the true vine. He's everything for us. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, Paul says. Right? He's the good land. Yeah. He is the overcomer. He overcame Satan, right? The word of God became flesh and dwelled amongst us, and we beheld his glory. So when we come together to keep the feast of the Lord in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, you need to consider these wonderful riches of Christ. It's unsearchable, so rich. Not just his death on the cross, but everything that is included in his incarnation. John said, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of God, full of grace and full of truth. And he demonstrated the power of God when he was on this earth. It'll take a long time for us to really talk about him. So we need to see that Zion, the church today, the kingdom of God, this wonderful feast is prepared by the King for all of us to enjoy. So what about your church life? It must be a place of feasting. It's the heavenly restaurant. When you go to a restaurant, you don't just order a little piece of bread and a glass of water. The waiter will say, get out of here. You don't have to come here to order that. You can stay home. When we come together, the meeting must be so rich, full of Christ and the reality of what he has accomplished for us. This is Zion. Three times a year, the Lord commanded his people to come to bring all the riches of the good land. And when they come together in Jerusalem, it's a place of feasting, really a place of feasting. We talk about the house of God, okay? The church, the house of the living God. But what do we do there? You take a look at the picture in the Old Testament scriptures. It's a place of feasting. You cannot feast on doctrines. You feast with the reality of Christ. You cannot eat doctrine, okay? But you can eat Christ, the reality of Christ. But if nobody brings the reality of Christ, then what are you enjoying in your meeting? I know in many places, after the meeting, oh, you have the so-called love feast, right? Everybody eat together, right? Do you do that?
Yes.
You do that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you another question. Which feast was richer and even more wonderful and tastes so good? Is it the meeting on the Lord's table, or is it the meeting after the Lord's table when you all come together and eat Korean food? Which feast tastes better? The meeting of the saints at the Lord's table, or the Korean food in the love feast? Everybody, wow, cooks so much, you know. Which one, Jenny in Chuncheon, which one tastes better?
Unfortunately, the latter.
Unfortunately, the latter. Why? Because you have real food in the latter, but you have doctrines and teachings in the Lord's table, in the meeting. You agree with me, Sigrid? She agrees with me. She nodded. Right. Suppose after the meeting, you have a feast, the so-called love feast, and you only have a menu, and you read the menu, and then you go home. Now you tell me, which meeting would be better? I know in Taiwan, you know, we have a meeting, and after the meeting, everybody is anticipating the love feast because everybody cooked the best of the food. My goodness, the table there after the meeting is so full of wonderful, tasty Chinese food. And Everybody is looking forward to that. Right, Sulan? Am I right? You agree with me, Sulan? You see, she agreed with me. Now, if in our festal gathering we only have doctrine and knowledge in our head and a wonderful message concerning the Bible, a good teaching, I tell you, it is not a feast. Then there will be no real enjoyment and experience of Christ. Even the message is so dry and tastes like nothing. You know, if you only eat paper, it tastes like nothing. No. I don't care if you say we are the local church or we are this church and that church. I don't care about that. But ask yourself, do we have the real enjoyment of the riches of Christ himself? And everyone bringing the true, substantial experience of Christ in their daily living, and then we come together. I tell you, then our meeting will be a real festal gathering. Zion will be truly the city of our appointed feasts. And remember, there's one word appointed by God. It's appointment, an appointed feast. It's called appointed feast. Who made the appointment? Not me. I didn't make it. Not you. Not man. Not Moses. But it's God. God made the appointed feast. It's appointed by God. Why do you come to the Lord's table? Who appointed the Lord's table? You tell me. The elders? Apostles? God. No. The Lord Jesus appointed the feast. And it's the Lord that tells us, do this in remembrance of me. Do this. Nobody can change it. Of course, it's up to you if you want to come or not, but it is appointed by the Lord. And the Lord says, do this until I come. So it's appointed by the Lord. And you have to remember one thing. When Jesus came to this earth, the time of his coming is appointed by God. Galatians chapter 4, it says, and the fullness of the time, God sent his son to come. Yeah, the Lord Jesus cannot say, oh, I can come anytime. No, God appointed a time. Even the time of the Passover, the Lord Jesus was crucified exactly at the appointed time of the Passover lamb. Yeah. Even the feast of the first fruits on the third day, early in the third day, the Lord rose from the dead. It was exactly appointed by God. The Lord did not say, oh, I am going to rest a few more days. It was appointed by God. The Lord has to rise up from the dead early on the third day because God appointed a time to keep the feast of the first fruits. Otherwise, there won't be any feast of the first fruits. And the Lord has to rise again early on the third day because his body cannot see corruption. Why did the Lord stay on this earth for 40 days only? He can stay. Oh, the disciples will be very happy. Lord, stay 3 more months. You just rose from the dead. So wouldn't you ask the Lord to stay longer? I will tell the Lord, Lord, you just rose from the dead. How come 40 days you're going to go again? No, please stay. Stay 4 months, not 40 days. Won't you do that? When you were there with the disciples, would you like to see the Lord ascend to the throne, ascend and is going up? Would you like to see that, Jujang? Wouldn't you like to see the Lord stay longer? Oh, yeah, I would. All the disciples would. They didn't want him to go. But the Lord has to go. Because 50 days later, after his resurrection, is the feast of the Passover. He must keep that feast. So keeping the feast is so important. And the Lord has to do exactly according to the appointed time. He cannot change it. He has no choice. Maybe you don't see the significance of that. You have to realize the Lord must keep the time. Remember when he had to go to Jerusalem, or everybody is expecting him to go to Jerusalem. Even his brethren, his brothers tell him to go. Well, everybody wants you there. Why don't you go? What was the Lord's answer? Your time is always there, but my time has not yet come. You can do anything you like, but not the Lord Jesus. Everything he did was according to the appointed feast. What does it tell you? What does this tell you? What does this tell you? It shows us that keeping the feast is very important for God. The Lord kept the feast on time. But you don't even care to keep the feast because you think it's not important. But it's up to you. So that's why in the outline, I added that point in the outline.
Zion. Sion.
The place to keep the feasts. The city of our appointed feasts. You can read all the verses when you have time, when you go home.
시간을.
Zion is so important for God. So may the Lord open our eyes to see Zion. It's what time is it there right now? It's
10:10.
10:10. No, really? Your time is 10:10 already?
Oh. Yeah, in the morning.
In the morning. Oh, okay, in the morning. So maybe you're all tired now. I better stop here, right? Do I still have time? To continue with the feast of the Passover, but you know, it's all in the outline. You can read it yourself, right? Yeah. Okay, let us quickly. Is it okay if I quickly go through the feast of the Passover?
Yeah, yes, definitely.
Yeah. You're not tired of translation?
No.
Well, the first feast here is the feast of the Passover. The Lord tells us it is a feast. That means it is not just something that happened and the Lord died on the cross. No, this is a feast for us to enjoy. To take in. Not just to appreciate objectively, but to experience it subjectively. Yeah. It's very important.
매우 중요합니다.
The Lamb of God. It is wonderful. We're eating the lamb. You should not just think the Lord is crucified on a cross. You should imagine in your heart and in your mind that it is the Lamb of God slain and cooked, roasted on fire for us to eat, just like the Jews. They ate the lamb. They didn't just slay the lamb and put a blood in the doorposts so that the angel will pass over. It's wonderful, the blood, right, is for the angels to see, for God to see. So when I see the blood, I will pass over you. That means you will be free from God's judgment, eternal judgment. Mm-hmm. You will not perish, but your sins will be forgiven. The angel of death will pass over your household. Your sins will be forgiven.
맞습니다.
And you will not die. Yeah. You'll be saved from eternal damnation. But is that good enough? Within the house, they're eating the lamb. You have to learn to eat the lamb. The blood is wonderful, but are you eating the lamb? I'm not talking about doctrine, okay? Eating is not a doctrine. You eat all the time. Breakfast, lunch,
아침, 점심,
dinner, you eat all the time, three times a day, and daily you're eating, right? Right, Sang-yong, are you eating all the time? Yes. Yes. Now, are you eating Jesus as the Lamb of God all the time, every day? That's a big question. You cannot answer that. Just yes, no. You cannot answer that because we don't have that concept. They are eating the lamb. That's how the way to keep the feast is to eat the lamb. That is why at the Lord's table, you're not just remembering he died for you and thank you for your precious blood. No, you're eating that bread. You may know so much doctrine, but if you're not eating the lamb, your spiritual life will be weak.
You're
strong spiritually. It's impossible. The Lord Jesus says, eat me, and then you will live by me. You eat me. So God already prepared this wonderful lamb even before the foundation of the world. You can read those verses. Yeah, so he's shed his precious blood to redeem us back to God. He paid the price, the ransom, to redeem us from the curse of the law. Because you and I, we are lawbreakers. We don't follow the law. A curse is everyone that hang on a tree. It's written in Galatians. You and I should be the one that's hanging on a tree, but the Lord died for us. You have to appreciate that. From our aimless manner of life, handed down from the tradition of our fathers. You know, before we are saved, our life is going in a wrong direction. Aimless, you don't know what's going to happen to you. You have different purpose in your life. Those are not real goals. But the Lord, through his redeeming death on a cross, he brought us back to God so that now we know what the goal of our life is. So I'm going to ask Sang-yong again, what is the goal now of your life? Don't have to answer. But you need to now know. Now you have to know, Lord, what is the goal? What is the Father's plan? What is God's will for himself, not just for you and me, but what does God want to accomplish with us on this earth? We need to be those who know the will of the Father and do the will of the Father. And then to redeem us and save us from all wickedness and lawlessness. That means practically in our daily life. Not just objective, but practical. Yeah, because having a goal is very practical. Right? When you go to college, you go to university, you have a goal, right? You cannot say, I'm going to university, but you don't know what is your goal, going to university. The goal, the will of the Father. I'm not going to tell you, but you have to ask the Father. Remember what the Lord Jesus said. Not everyone who says, Lord, 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 will enter into the kingdom, but those who do the will of the Father who is in heaven. So now you better ask him, okay? And point C, this wonderful feast of the Passover, is to deliver us out of this present evil age, not the future, right? But present, not in the past, but in the present. Because from age to age, Satan is doing different things and make it more evil and more terrible. What is happening in the world today is very evil. Now, many people didn't know that. Take a look at what's happening in Shanghai, for example. Take a look at what's happening here in the U.S., what's happening in Europe, what's happening in Ukraine. Take a look at the pandemic. Take a look at so many things that are happening globally, all the lies in the mainstream media. Maybe you don't know.
It's
really very evil. And the Lord wants to save us from the present evil age. From the power of darkness, so much darkness.
And the Lord is 어둡습니다.
Transferring us or has transferred us into the kingdom of light. The Lord wants to purify for himself, to purify us for himself. We are a special people. We are a holy nation. And the Lord wants to make us kings and priests to our God and Father. You think it's easy to be a king, Juchen? Suppose the Lord tells you to rule over South Korea or to rule over North Korea. How about that? Are you ready? You see?
Maybe not yet.
When are you going to be ready? And how are you going to be ready? Think about it, okay? Yeah. This is why the Lord is the Passover lamb. His death is not just to save us from eternal damnation. When the people of Israel were in Egypt and they slay the lamb, right? And put a blood and then eat the lamb even, but did not get out of Egypt. You think it is good? Stayed in Egypt. Is that good? No, of course not. The purpose is to bring them out of Egypt, is to save us, bring us out of the kingdom of darkness, kingdom of Satan, and to transfer us into his kingdom. Many Christians, after being saved, they are still in Egypt. They remain in Egypt. And their flesh is still so active. You know, when the Lord was crucified on the cross, he didn't just die there by himself. He took all of us with him there. Right, Jujen? Is that a doctrine for you? So you're telling me you really died in your daily experience? You really died? Paul said, I've been crucified with Christ. No longer I that live, but Christ lives in me. Is that your experience?
Hard to answer it. It's hard to answer.
Hard to answer, right.
답하기가 어렵네요.
It takes practice. Daily eat the Lord to deny ourselves, to put off the old man, to put on Christ. We need the reality.
This 그 실제가
go ahead.
필요합니다.
That's why you need to keep the feast of the Passover. This is why after coming out of Egypt, the people of Israel has to cross the Red Sea. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, crossing the Red Sea means they were baptized into Christ. Praise the Lord. And they were baptized into Moses, which is a type of Christ. Right? And they have a goal. It's not just coming out of Egypt. Their goal is to enter into the good land and to build God's kingdom. This is to keep the feast of the Passover. And then the last point here is to eat the Passover lamb. Why do you eat? What kind of a lamb are you eating? It's a lamb without blemish. A male, not a female. A male means a strong one. Not an old lamb, chewy. The flesh is so hard to eat. But it's a male of the first year. Strong and fresh and pure.
강하고
holy. You need to eat such a Christ. Because we are full of leaven. We are full of sin in the flesh, right? The Lord must increase in us day by day to strengthen your Christian life so that you can overcome. If you just study the menu, it'll not strengthen your physical body. But if you eat fresh food every day, three times a day, you're going to be a strong young man, Su-chan. Do not eat it raw. It must be fully roasted in fire. What does it mean not to eat a raw Christ? That means you have to eat the whole Christ from incarnation all the way to crucifixion, resurrection, and ascended Christ. Then it is a complete Christ that went through the sufferings. You have to learn to eat every part of Christ. So we all need to learn how to eat. Christ should not be raw. Mm-hmm. That means not completely mm-hmm. cooked. Must be roasted in fire. The whole lamb roasted. Not boiled, no. It's written.
끓여서.
And then You have to eat it with bitter herbs for the healing.
그리고,
the Lord is not just saving us from our sins and forgiving us, but he wants to heal us. To be forgiven is one thing, but then you go and do it again. That's not good.
치료.
To be healed. So we need bitter herbs and to eat the unleavened bread, which will bring us to the next feast, right? The feast of the unleavened bread. But then you have one point which is very important in Exodus 12, 11. You have to eat in haste to leave Egypt. Don't eat slowly. Eat in haste.
먹으십시오.
What does it mean to eat in haste? You're in a hurry. In a hurry to do what?
하려고?
Egypt. Otherwise, you'll be stuck in Egypt. Many Christians today are still very worldly. They still love the world. They couldn't leave Egypt. They enjoyed Egypt. This is why in 1 John,
그래서 요한 1서
15, I believe, it says, love not the world. Don't love the world. And James also said, if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. So all these points are related to the Passover lamb. That is why Christ died on the cross for you. The Passover lamb is wonderful. There's so many points here included
여기에.
In the Passover lamb. I hope you can all get into the word. Read the verses yourself. Otherwise, this message means nothing to you. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
You have to learn. Eat the word. Keep it in your heart. We just went through James, the book of James. James said a very strong word. Do not be just hearer of the word, but doer of the word. Don't just be a reader of the Bible, but doer. Don't just have the knowledge, but you have to do it, to practice it. Otherwise, what you know, what you heard, what you have read would mean nothing to you. You'll forget it. I know too many Christians like that. James is right. Don't be a hearer only. Don't only read the Bible, knowing just the doctrine, but you have to be a doer of the word and receive the implanted word with meekness. We love James. He's a really wonderful brother. Very, very practical.
성경.
Okay, let's stop the meeting here.
And 네, 예, 여기까지 할까요?
1 o'clock your time, we'll come back again. Huh?
네, 우리 한국 시간으로는 1시에 다시 뵙겠습니다.
Only if you like, okay?
Yes.
Only if you're hungry. Okay.
네.
We are starving.
Huh?
We are starving.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen, Brother Zhu Chan. Let's
Recording
have some prayer
stopped.
Before we leave the meeting or end the meeting. Yeah?